Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we will be concluding the sixth chapter of Maseches Becharos and beginning the seventh. Mishnah Yud Beis, the last Mishnah in the sixth chapter, says, Elu she'ein shochaten alayhen lo b'mikdash v'lo b'medina. So for the following types of blemishes, or they may not actually be blemishes, but for the following things in an animal, we don't slaughter it neither in the temple, meaning not as a sacrifice, and not in the country, meaning not for food. So there's no permission to slaughter this animal. It's not good enough to eat, it's not good enough to use. So what are they? Havarvad v'hamayim she'enam kavuim. Previously, we discussed white spots and water in the eyes that are permanent features. So if the animal has white spots or water, but they're not permanent features, you can't slaughter the animal. V'chitav ha'pnimios shenifgamu aval lo shenekru. And if the back teeth are worn away, if they're rotted, but not if they are missing altogether. So we can't slaughter it only if they're defective, but if they're altogether gone, then that would be a mum. Ubal garav, ubal yabeles, ubal chazazis. If the animal has scabs or warts or boils. Vezaken, an old animal. Vechole, and a sick animal. Umizuham, and an animal that smells bad. Vishine avda bo avera, and if a sin, meaning bestiality, was performed with that animal. Vishahe mises ha'adam, and if the animal killed a person. And then there's a parenthetical note, al pi eid echad o al pi habalim. That's if the animal was only witnessed by one witness, or if the incident was reported by its owners. So that would not be sufficient to execute the animal, but it now can't be used as a carbon, and it can't be used as food. Vitumtum, and an animal of indeterminate gender, the androgynous, and an animal that has the genitals of both genders. Loba mikdash, v'loba medina. So these cannot be slaughtered either as a sacrifice or for food. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Rabbi Shmuel says, Ein mum gadol mizeh. He says there's no greater mum than this, meaning androgynous, meaning an animal that has both sets of genitals. V'chachamim omrim, and the sages say, Eino b'chor, ele nigzaz v'nevad. They say that if an animal has both sets of genitals, then it's not a b'chor at all. And not only can you eat it, but you can shear it, or you can work with it, and you can treat it like any never-sanctified animal. Let's take a look in the Bar Neuro. Lo b'mikdash, you can't slaughter it in the temple. Lefi she'en ha'ru'uyin, because it's not fit. She'en makrivin b'mikdash ela min ha'muvchar, because animals offered in the temple have to be choice, they have to be select, and even if these are not disqualifying blemishes, they certainly make the animal inferior compared to what should be used. V'lo b'medina, and you can't slaughter it in the country, meaning for food. She'enan mumim kavuim l'havkiya kedusha son, because it's not a permanent blemish that would remove the animal's sanctity. Ela menichin osan ad she'yipol behen mum acher kavua v'yu nishchatin alav. So rather, such an animal has to be left to graze until it develops a mum that is permanent, and then the animal can be slaughtered because of that mum. Garav, scab. Min shchin lach mibachutz umibifnim. It's a type of boil that's wet inside and out. The garav ha'omer b'torah dehavi mum hu shchin yavesh. And the garav that is mentioned in the Torah, which is a mum, that's one that's dry. So there's a difference between a wet and a dry type of boil. Yabeles, wart. Belovan ha'ayin, ve'ein bo sa'ar. So this is a wart in the white part of the eye, and it doesn't have hair. Ula'el, dechashiv la b'mumin sheshochatin alav. And above, when this is counted among the types of blemishes that you do slaughter because of, ma'ri d'yesh bo sa'ar. That's talking about when it does have hair. Skipping a bit. Umizuham. And it smells bad. Shiyosim imenu reach ra. It spells an offensive odor. Vishinevda bo avera, and a sin was committed with it. Shiriba es haisha, o shehemis es haadam al pi eid echad. So either it had relations, sexual relations with a woman, or it killed a person, and there's only one witness. Sheein lo ela eid echad lo berevia v'lo benegicha. So only one person saw that it performed this act or that it killed this person. Olp atzmo, or he himself, she'ein sham aid, there's no witness, ela habalim amru Renuhu Shinirba Oshahemis. But rather, the owners report, we saw this animal used her bestiality, or we saw this animal kill a person. The Eno Niska Apihem, and the animal is not executed on their say-so. V'havu Shneim Eidim Kasherim, and if there are two kosher witnesses, M'idim Bedavar, then the matter is sustained. Havi Hashur Beskila, then the shore is, the ox is stoned. V'afilu Behana Misaser, and any kind of benefit would not be permitted. So this animal right now cannot be slaughtered, but it's not executed. Once it's known to have committed this act, the ox would be executed and then would not be able to use its flesh or its skin or any other part of it for any purpose. V'tumtum v'adragonis, an animal of indeterminate gender or that has the sexual characteristics of both. The suffix zacharheim, the kudshe. So they might be male, in which case they are sanctified. Suffix nekeva, the low kudshe, but they might be female, in which case they're not sanctified. So Rabbi Yishmael says, Ein lo mum gadol mizeh, there's no greater mum than this. Androgynous koi, he's talking about the androgynous. Demukum nekevus havi kemum, because the place where it has the female organ is like a blemish. V'havi kebechor bal mum, so it's like a blemished bechor. V'nishchat b'medina, v'asar b'giza u'bavoda. So he says that it can be slaughtered for food, but you can't shear it or use it for work, just like any other blemished bechor. The Chachamim Omrim Eino Bechor, but the sages say it's not a Bechor at all. The Bria Bifne Atzmohu, it's rather a separate thing altogether. V'nigzeiz V'naved, and since it's not a Bechor, you can shear it and you can work it. V'halacha Kechachamim, and the halacha in this matter does follow the Chachamim. That is the end of Perek Vav, and now we immediately begin with the first Mishnah in Perek Zion. Now, we're going off on a tangent here. Previously, we've been discussing all sorts of laws about Bechor, firstborn animals, and we're going to get into the firstborn of people. But since we've been discussing Mumin, since we've been discussing blemishes that disqualify an animal from this, we're now going to talk about Mumin for a person, not when it comes to a Bechor, not having to do with Pidyon HaBen, but talking about Kohanim when they do the Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. So Mishnah Aleph says, Mumin Elu, all of these mumin, all of these blemishes that we discussed over the last chapter, ben kavuin ben overin, whether they're permanent or temporary, poslin ba'adam, they disqualify a person, they disqualify a kohen from being able to do the avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. Yotera lehen ba'adam, an additional mumin that would disqualify a human being, hakilon, someone who has a wedge-shaped head, v'halaftan, someone who has a turnip-shaped head, Hamakavan, one who has a hammer-shaped head. Vishirosho Shakua, if someone has a sunken head. Ushakifa, and that's another odd-shaped head. We'll see in the Bartanura exactly what that is. Ubali HaChatoteres, Rabbi Yehuda Machshir V'Chachamim Poslin. And when it comes to a hunchback, Rabbi Yehuda says he can do the Avoda, but the Chachamim say no, that's also a disqualification. So let's skip around and do some of these Bartanuros. Mumin Elu, these blemishes, haposen b'bechor, the ones that disqualify a firstborn animal, posen b'kohen la'avoda, they also disqualify a kohen from being able to do the temple service. Bein kavuin, bein ovrim, kol zman shehein alav, whether they're permanent blemishes or even if they're temporary blemishes, so long as he actually has them. Hakilyon, someone with a wedge-shaped head. Shirosho chad milamala, v'rachav milmata, so his head is narrow on top and wide on the bottom. As opposed to halaftan, a turnip-shaped head, shirosho domalalefes, it's shaped like a turnip, shirachav milmala, v'holeches v'kala milmata, and it gets narrower as it goes down. And a note on the makavas, the hammer-shaped head, the hainu makavas, shiyotze milfanav umeacharav. So it extends forward and back, like the shape of a hammer. So our Mishnah says shakua, but he says rosho shakut, with a tes. Sinan, that's the text we have. Yesh mefarshim shirosho bolet harbe. Some say his head extends too much. V'yotze lechutz kalpe panav, and goes out on the sides of his face. V'yesh mefarshim she'eno bolet klal lefanav, and some say it doesn't extend in front of him at all. So there's a difference of opinion as to what that means. Ubale hachatoteres, and when it comes to a hunchback, Rabbi Yehuda Machshir, Rabbi Yehuda says that's okay, he can do the avoda. Kishiyesh etzim bechatoteres, kule alma lo pligi dehavimum. When there's a bone in the hump, then everyone agrees that it's a disqualifying blemish. Ki pligi, when they disagree, bishe'en bo etzim, is when there's no bone in the hump. Rabbi Huda Savar, Rabbi Huda feels, Chatikas Basar Ba'almahi. It's just a piece of flesh. Verabanan Savre, and the Rabbanan feel, Amar Kra, based on a Pasuk, Kol Ish Asher Bo Mum Mizera Aharon. So the Pasuk says, any man who has a blemish from the seed of Aaron. Hashava Bezaro Shal Aaron Yavod. Someone who's the same as all other sons of Aaron, he can do the Avoda. V'she'eno shava bizarro sha'aron lo yavod. And someone who's not the same as all the other sons of Aaron may not do the avoda. V'halacha kechachamim. And in this matter, we follow the opinion of the sages. All right, that's the end of Mishnah Aleph. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue this chapter with Mishnayos Beis and Gimel.